How often have we used that one word? I don't even know if you would call it a word. It's more like a sound effect, right? This word that we use, we're just frustrated. Ugh. Right? I feel like we might use it all the time. Or if, you know, we think we're not using it all the time, basically just take a check and see how many times you use, like, basically these two emojis. The one emoji with the eye roll, like with the eyes, like, looking up, like, ugh. Or the facepalm, you know, shaking my head emoji. That's, you know, I feel like I use at least the second one a lot. Luckily, I also use the smile and cracking up laughing one. But, you know, I feel like I sometimes use the facepalm emoji a lot, which I think is, you know, it's a emoji translation for, ugh, or, oh, geez, you know, but mainly, ugh. And so today in this podcast, really, I just want to talk about that topic of, you know, we're talking about patience. And a lot of times our patience is tested by a certain individual or individuals, and those are our siblings, our relatives, right? So how do we relate to our relatives that drive us absolutely insane? Or how do we relate to our relatives that we just simply don't like, right? Maybe we do not go well together. We might be blood, but we do not go well together. Right. And sometimes that happens. Unfortunately, you know, when it comes to patience, usually the ones that test our patience the most are the ones we love the most, because we're usually around those we love the most. And so that means there's more opportunities for our patience to be tested. But on the flip side, that means there's also more opportunity to choose to be patient, right? To be loving and to be kind and to be generous, to be compassionate and gentle. Merciful, all those things, which are really, you know, I guess you'd say enemies, but they're good things. So they're our allies against the enemy of impatience or anger or rage or wrath, whatever you want to call it. And so basically I gave the answer for our question. How do we relate to our relatives? How do we change that into a or a Well, the way we do it is basically by, I think, a few things. Number one is praying for the person that we struggle to love the most and the one that we struggle to be patient with. Also, I think it's important too that we pray for that person, asking the Lord to reveal to us the things that are lovable. Reveal to us those things about this person that I really have a hard time liking. What are some awesome, really cool, good, kind qualities about that person? Because sometimes all we do is focus on the one or two negative things that we just despise. But that person, just like you, has tons of awesome redeeming qualities, great qualities that we often overlook because, you know, we just don't like the way that they smack their food or they do something. You know, it's the one thing that's on our mind. And so, yeah, pray for that person. Pray that we might see them through God's eyes and see the good things about this person. But then also we pray every single day, morning and evening, especially. We pray in the morning saying, Lord, help me to be gentle and compassionate and merciful towards this person that I really have a hard time loving. I know I don't necessarily have to like them, but I do have to love them. So praying in the morning. And then in the evening, being real with the Lord and with ourselves, right? Lord, I did not love him or her today as I should have. I was not gentle. I was not compassionate. I was not loving or merciful. Or acknowledging those victories. You know, Lord, I was actually better today than I was yesterday. I loved my brother, even if just like a 0.05 ounce more, I loved him more, right? So it's important to also acknowledge those victories because sometimes it can seem hopeless and then we just give up and we're just going to be mean to that person forever. But that's not how the Lord works. That's not how salvation works. That's not how we build up the kingdom of God. We build up the kingdom of God by every single moment choosing to love in the situation that we are in, that person, that moment, whatever it is we're facing, choosing to love over and over and over again. That's how you love and relate to your relative that you don't like, by choosing to love that relative over and over and over again. And so my prayers are definitely with you in this week, and especially as we approach Christmas, it's a great time to grow in that virtue of patience, but especially of gentleness and love towards our siblings and our relatives. And so I'm praying for you, and I hope you are preparing very seriously for the coming of Christ at Christmas. God bless, and burn as you go.